It's easy to come to the conclusion that being a Christian, following Jesus, honouring God, is much easier in the good times than in the bad. That singing His praises is much easier when you're being blessed than when you're suffering. But I wonder if that's actually true. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Without doubt, we'd all much prefer back-to-back seasons of blessing than even one season of suffering in our lives. Amen? I mean, that's an absolute no-brainer. Put yourself in the shoes of the Israelites. Would you rather be a slave in Egypt or living in the Promised Land, the land flowing with milk and honey? It's no contest, is it? But as the Israelites stood on the threshold of the Promised Land, as God told them about all the blessings that awaited them, He also gave them this warning. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 10 to 12. The Lord your God made a promise to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He promised to give you this land, and He will give it to you. He will give you great and rich cities that you didn't build. He'll give you houses full of good things that you didn't put there. He'll give you wells that you didn't dig. He'll give you vineyards and olive trees that you didn't plant, and you'll have plenty to eat. But be careful. Don't forget the Lord. You were slaves in Egypt, but He brought you out of the land of Egypt. When blessing after blessing is chasing you down the street, how easy is it to forget God? How easy is it to become so carried away with a blessing, so indulgent, that we forget the God who brought us out of the slavery of our own sin? So be careful. Don't forget the Lord. That's His word fresh for you today. The best way I know of sticking close to the Lord, of letting Him guide us through seasons of blessing and of suffering, is to let Him speak constantly into our lives. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.